Hey, Hua Kweis, do you remember you hear this from outside or from some agents that
You need at least
you're correct.
10,000 income in order to buy your condo.
Boom! Wrong lah. Now let's look at the actual math. Not hype, not dreams, just pure logic. Remember, your Hua Kwe leader always say that be selective to who you listen to ma. So forget all your what agent na, friend na, TikTok na. Because in the next few case study, it's based on real numbers ah. Listen to your Hua Kwe leader. Since your Hua Kwe leader is ex-banker ma. So based on the bank's framework ah, there's a lot of things lah. They will look at your income, they will look at your bonuses, AWS, transport, commitment, then after that, still need to look at your age, then still got stress test. It sounds complicated, right? But it's actually very simple because I do every day, ma. To make things very simple for you, I have created this colorful spreadsheet again.
This spreadsheet is about buying a 1.5 million 3-bedroom in OCR.
Why I touch about 3-bedroom? Because 3-bedroom is a creme de la creme. You don't want to buy 1 and 2-bedder, which is considered the shit de la shit, non-performing units now. And I really hope that at the point of you watching this video, there is still good 3-bedrooms near MRT. Yes, the keyword near MRT in OCR that you can still buy at around 1.5 million. No point telling you, oh, now you can buy 1.3 million. But by the time you watch, maybe already 2 million already because you like to nua and you only want to do when you cannot do. Ma. Your Hua Kwe leader know what you are thinking.
You like to do when you cannot do.
Especially those people 54 years old. You have your best birthday celebration.
Happy birthday to you.
Then your OA cannot use. All stuck inside your retirement account. So what you have learned? Buy as soon as possible. Buy as young as possible. Buy as big as possible. Buy yesterday, not tomorrow. Now let's quickly start at 1.5 million. You need to have down payment first. Include all the stamp duty legal fees is 425,000 cash and CPF lah. If you don't have enough funds, you can partner with one more friend. If not, you can partner 10 people lah. Then you can tell people you own
the toilet door only.
But if let's say you alone has 425,000 cash and CPF, then you can buy on your own lah. If not, partner one more person or two more lor. Now let's talk about loan. I know many of you, I see your comments. You're very fearful. You think that, should not leverage to the max. So guys, this is something to learn. The logic of why must take max loan. The more you leverage, the higher returns you will get. And the other thing that you should learn is the more you leverage means the down payment is lesser. Therefore, you will have more balanced funds, your savings for rainy days. That's the reason we max the loan at 75%. Loan. Some of the people, they scared to take loan. So what happened? They take lesser loan. In the end, they only buy 1 or 2 bedroom. This is called triple S.
Shit de la shit strategy.
So taking more loan allows you to buy a quality property that is performing. Remember, the holding period is 4 years, not 1 year. So you better buy a quality one so that you can see that your money works harder for you. And some of you here still think that, 75% is over leveraged. Come on guys, you haven't been through those days. 90% loan. Then after that, in 2018, they cut from 80% now to 75% loan. So guys, you don't want to take loan then this is not for you already. Because property is all about taking loan one ma. How to buy property without loan? You are not a Hua Kwe yet lah. Until you are level, you are super Hua. Then you can choose whether to fully pay or take some loan lah. And tell you lah, all the rich people also take loan wa. They want to make use of the bank's interest rate right now. At the point of recording, it's like 1.4 to 1.5%. If you don't take now, take when? So these are good resources that you can use so that you can start your first property. If no loan, how to buy?
Buy bubble tea.
Okay, so quickly, 75% loan of 1.5 million purchase is 1.125 million. And since I shared just now, banks look at your age. So the younger you are, your income don't need to be so high. So if you are cuter and cuter, your income must be higher. Lor. I'm going to share with you 4 types of people of different ages. Lah. The first age group is below 35 but minimum 21 years old. Then the next age group 40, then 45, then 50. Now let's talk about the income. Today you have no commitment. So the major commitment that affects your loan the most, it is your... Correct lah.
Your fur lorry lah.
Yes. Last time I drive lorry, but I asked my friends to sit at the back, so I call this fur lorry. Then some of you stay HDB flat, then you got 3 Continental cars. Why like that? Not Hampson at all. Let's talk about people who have no commitment lah. And for the first age group, which is 21 years old to 35, you need to have a minimum of 9,008 income to be able to get the max loan to buy 1.5 million. That's why your down payment will be 425,000 cash and CPF. If you have more commitment, then you will need higher income. Next age group, at the age of 40, you will need an income of 10,800. Then if you are 45, you need 12,400. And if you are cuter at age 50, you need 15,001. This income can be grossed add on to your bonuses. As I say, there's a lot of calculation. Show funds also considered as an income also. So there's a few ways to increase the loan. In summary, this is the rough income that you need to get maximum loan to buy a $1.5 million 3-bedroom near MRT. Yes, I hear you. You say that, hey, you see, Eric, the first age group, 21 to 35, they also need 9,800, almost 10,000, to be able to buy a $1.5 million property. So what is the good news I want to share here? For age 35 to 50, you need 9,800, 10,800, 12,400, and 15,100. With all my magic and experience, if your income is 2,800 lesser, I can still help you get maximum loan. That means the first age group, 21 to 35, income 9,008 minus 2,008, your income is only 7,000. I can still help you get maximum loan to buy 1.5 million. Okay, quickly, let's move to the next budget. What could either? I am more what? I want to buy bigger. Okay, so next, let's move to a $2 million property. And this time, you can buy a 3-bedroom city fringe or a 4-bedroom OCR. So first of all, you have learned, you need to have a down payment of 575,000 cash and CPF. If not enough money, find 20 more friends to buy together. Hey, don't do that. I look down on you.
Boo.
Maximum loan is 1.5 million. And same thing, I'll go for the 4 age group. 21 to 35, 40, 45, cutie pie, 50. So for the first age group, you need to have an income of 13,001. If you are 40 years old, 14,004. 45 years old, 16,006. And for the cutie pies, 20,002. Showing funds can also be a form of income. So the good news to you, if you know Eric well, I can help you discount the income by 4,002. It's a formula, which means by right for the age group less than 35, you need 13,001. But I can help you get the same loan if you got 4,002 lesser income. That means your income just need to have 8,009. I can still get the maximum loan for you to buy a $2 million property. If you are 45 years old, by right you need 16,600 minus 4,002, 12,400. As I say, this income can be a loan or 200 people combined. Also can. And the other good news to you, based on the maximum loan that you get today and based on the interest rate today, if you buy this for investment, the renter can cover your monthly installment, which I shared in the previous video, which I will put it somewhere here. You are more what lah? You want to buy landed lah? Can. And now I'm going to show you how much income do you need for a 4 million freehold landed property. And this 4 million freehold landed is a terrace. If this 4 million landed is OOOOOOCRRRR, the condition is livable lah, which is quite nice. But if you are buying OCR landed, those near to the city fringe area, then it will come with ghosts. And the down payment you need at least 1.185 million cash and CPF lah. And usually people who buy landed, they combine names. This way then they have sufficient income and funds. Now maximum loan for 4 million will be 3 million. Now quickly let me show you the income needed for this 4 age group. 21 to 35 you need 26,002. 40 years old 28,008. 45 you need 33,200 and cutie pies 40,004. You're more what lah? 8 million lah. Then simple lah, just times 2 lah. And your Hua Kui leader is proud of you for being rich and what? Oh yeah, I suddenly thought of something . Many of you thought that the income that you need to buy that property is also the installment. No. So now let's go back to the 1.5, 2 million and the 4 million and we look at the difference between your income and the real installment per month. So back to the $1.5 million property. If you are 45 years old, your income need to be about 12,400. But I can still help you get max loan if your income is 2,008 lesser, which is around 9,000 plus lah. But your installment is only 3,009 and the current rental for 1.5 million is about 4,000 to 4,005. That's why I say cover mah. Okay, then for the 2 million at 45 years old, you need to have 16,600, but I say I can help you get 4,200 lesser, which your income still need to be about 12,000 plus. The money installment is around 5,200 only. And the rental you can fetch for $2 million property is around $6,000 today. Finally, for the landed property at 45 years old, you need 33,002, but actually the installment is only 10,350. Because many of you 45 years old think that you can only take 20 years loan. Am I right? I can do 30 years for you. That's the reason the installment is so low. So guys, I hope you have some clarity on how much income do you need to buy your property. So you want no more tips, remember to subscribe and I'll see you in the next video.